Tanur Shizikur. You have a oven which has been stoked with kash, with straw, or bigvava, hay. This is, however, it's a tanur. It's a stir, which is much hotter because it's shaped like a cone. So loitem itirah to you leave anything on in Shabbos. Loitem ben mitochel ben malgabov. You can't put anything both inside it or on top of it. Kupach, which is a box like a kira but smaller. Kira is for two pots and a kupach is for one pot. Shizikur b'kasher b'gvava. If you stoked it up with straw with hay, hareu kikiraim. It's like a kira. And you can may leave stuff on. Begevus of azeisim, you stoked with this the sesame peat or with wood. Hare hu ketan, or it's like an oven, and you may not leave anything on Shabbos. So we have kira, which is mutter even begevus of azeisim. We have tana, which is also even bekasha begvava, and we have kupach, which is mutter with one and also with the other. Tani bar kapora, we learned bar kapora said. I feel this smoke loser, even with something adjacent to a tanur, is forbidden. Rav Simei Samich, this is a typo. The next word should be lavir de tanur. Rav Simei puts something next to the airspace of an oven. Only Rav Manas said v'tani didn't bark apart. Didn't bark apart. Teaches I feel this smoke loser. You can't put something even next to the words. What you did is improper. Rabbi Mona mekel lenoshe. Rabbi Mona lenoshaya. Raimana used to curse the women, the Shachem Bigdain Lavir, but the Tanur used to lay their clothes, their wet clothes, down next to a hot oven in order to dry off. Because that's really, you're like cooking the water inside the clothing, that's forbidden.
Well, this was on Shabbos.
Right.
How the clothes get wet on Shabbos?
I don't know. Yeah, either it was raining or they left the house still more wet from before Shabbos. They laundered. They were laundering before Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, Horei Midochak, he said he was more with difficulty, in which he was mounted the following thing with reservations. Migrav Tanura, he was allowed removing the oven, removing the stuff inside the oven, the coals, umason plus a capping, and putting on top the three piles of hay, umirmalein, and putting the pot on them. Now the various farshim here have difficulty with this a little bit, because previously we said there's even mutzel chatchila, right? You can even put stuff. You have to clear out all the stuff in the inside, but then you have to put in the three piles of hay, and then you can put something on top, right? That's like your large blech. So they say several things, but I think one of two possibilities is the most reasonable. Either that there, where they were matir before, they're matir only from before Shabbos. And here is being matir on Shabbos itself, right? And so it is like putting something back on a kedera or gabi kedera, right? So it's matir to put it on three bundles of hay, but even only midochak, only because, there was this compelling reason to do so. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is that over there where Mati was a kira, and a kira is less hot, so therefore it's much easier to be matir, even l'chatchila. Here we're talking about a tanur is much hotter, and therefore it's more, the halacha is more stringent that you cannot leave it anything there. Normally, even if it's covered three bundles of hay, only if you're in a difficult situation. Says Mark, regardless, this was a difficult situation, as long as it should be Megiros, her neighbors didn't know. As long as her neighbors didn't know. In other words, he allowed this, so the neighbors don't know. Now, the two Gilian Ashas here brings down, he says that we already had this, of course, in Yushalmi, in Kilayim, a similar thing, right? That's what Meir mentioned in the Siyum, that Marasayin is only in people. There's no minor sign people who come from elsewhere, right? Now, that's the only people in the same city. So we see by you're not concerned with what other people say. So here you see an extension of that principle, not an extension, but a similar principle. You see that you only concerned people shouldn't see you. And from this, Gilian Shah says that Dushami argues in the Bavli. The Bavli says something which is also for Myra sign, even Chaji Chadorim is also. Here he sees that you see not that way. Here you see as long as they don't see you, you're okay.
Except that was for Mutzer, wasn't it? Or was it for other things?
Anything. I think it was anything. there was everything, but you cannot do even b'chadri chador. But here it seems that b'chadri chador, when you're in secret, you can do it. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael says b'shabbos atom halich achar eseko. On Shabbos you follow the stoking. With tumat malich achar gifufo. On tumah you follow the structure. Now the structure, I'm not sure if I said it correctly. Just let me review that. On Shabbos, sometimes you have something which is the din of a kira, and it's sometimes the din of a tanur, right? You go after the way it's stoked up on that on Shabbos. Whereas by tumantar you go by the structure of the oven. Meaning that, for instance, here in our mission, we saw by a kupach, right, that sometimes there's a din of a tanur and sometimes there's a din of kira, depending what you use on it. So that means achar seiko, after what you put into it. However, by terms of tumantara, when a tanur is finished, it's considered to, it goes after structure, meaning he says here that there are different parameters for stoves that are made for, ovens that are made for baking and ovens that are made for cooking. Because when they're finished, Gemara Melacha said the Mekabel Tuma is different depending on what you normally do with it. Because for baking, the oven has to be cured to a greater extent than it has to be cured for just cooking, which is hotter, higher temperatures, I guess. So therefore, well, the bottom line here is that by Tuma, to determine whether it's Gemara Melacha or not, you go after the Guf Hatan, or the essence of the oven, what it's made for something which is, something which takes longer to cook or shorter to cook, and based on that, you determine when it's Gemara Melacha, is when it's completed, vis-a-vis the halacha of Tuma, that from here on in it's Mekabel Tuma. Is that clear?
So one is the tumah, it's the what you use it for.
Right. And the amount of work necessary to bring it to the stage of usability. Whereas for Shabbos, it depends what you put in as the fuel. Whether it's straw or wood. That's what makes a difference. Okay, enosim beitza b'tzara meichon. Mishul shatiz galgen. One cannot put an egg next to a hot water urn in order that it should get hot. The water should get cooked. Life can't be sudor, and we shouldn't wrap it in hot towels. Rabbi Yossi Mati, Rabbi Yossi allows you to put in hot towels. Light men of Chol v'Avagdrochim, you should not put in sand and in the dirt along the way. Mishul shatitzol, in order that it should become roasted. Maitza shosu watcha tveria, so maitza chan with the people of Tveria. Veviu silon, showed sonain, they brought a pipe of cold water, betoch amo shocham chamin, into a canal of hot water by the baths of Tveria. Amalim chachomit said to them, im b'Shabbos, if you did this on Shabbos, or not if you did it on Shabbos, but if the water passed through on Shabbos, so then kechamit shuchum b'Shabbos. We regard this water as water which was heated up on Shabbos, masurim b'yarchitza v'shesia, now to wash with them or drink them, vim b'yantiv, it was done on yantiv, kechamit shuchum b'yantiv, that's like hot water is heated up by the yantiv. And then masurim b'yarchitza, now to wash with them, but mutar b'shesia, you're allowed to drink them. Moliar HaGorov, certain type of urn. A certain type of urn which has coals all around it in a double wall. You're allowed to drink with them on Shabbos. Antiche, which has holes only on the bottom, and for the coals only on the bottom. For some reason, it gets hotter. The water inside gets hotter. So Antiche, even though it's been swept out of the coals, you're still not allowed to drink with it on Shabbos. Okay? Well, there wasn't vacuum. There were coals there. It was a coal chamber for the fire, so that would be much more chomer than a thermos. Okay, right, that's a similar thing. I did not know that, but that is a similar thing. Okay? Tom T, we learned over there. Tapur Sharisco. If you have an apple which you ground up, Vinosa Tachisa, you put it inside a dough, the chimsa and the dough becomes fermented, a reza asura, it becomes awesome. Tani Rabbi Yossi Matilun Rabbi Yossi permits such a case. Vach b'sheh avo b'sheh Rabbi Yossi Chinah said, Ma pligid. b'mechamit, b'meimah. That's where top of Chav Gimel and Aleph. Now you missed a very important Gilyon HaShas. I was contemplating calling you and telling you you should have to come on time tonight.
Because of the Gilyon HaShas? Really?
Hang your head in shame. It's the second, that last Gilyon HaShas and Chav Beis on the base. When you see it, you'll know. Okay? So, Ma Pligum B'mechamitz B'meimah. Where's the machlokes? Where you put an apple. Now this apple, I forgot to mention, an apple of truma. So when you put the apple of truma into the dough, and it ferments, so it makes the dough truma, trumadik, right? But that's only says Gemara. Okay. That's only says the Gemara. When you have apple juice which comes out of the apple, Chametz Begufo, if you use the body of the apple, somehow the acid in the apple causes the dough to ferment. So then, Divya call Mutter, everybody says it's Mutter. Because the apple itself does not have the status of being juice. In order to ferment something properly, you need to have juice. And therefore, the apple itself just causes what the carbonator calls. It doesn't. I think it's called fermentation. It just doesn't cause it to rise. It's not. Doesn't leaven it. In any event, Rabbi Yosi Gedaite. The main reason to bring this down, we already mentioned this in one of the Masech the Trumas itself. Rabbi Yosi here in our Mishnah allows you to cook an egg in hot towels. Is like Rabbi Yosi over there by the fermentation of truma dough. Kamadu Amar Taman, like he says over there, Enchel Matzel Baru. The reason why it does become truma is because even if you use the apple juice, is because it doesn't become. It doesn't become properly fermented. It's not clear. Fermentation. So too he says here, ain't tavshilu tavshil borot. He says here that it doesn't cook properly when you put an egg into a hot towel, so therefore it's not to be proper cooking. And just like over there, it's not proper fermentation, here too, it's not proper cooking, and they're both mutter.
By the way, Shaul Lieber would say that this Gemara was probably composed in Caesarea. The Aramaic is more similar to the Bali Aramaic.
He might have said that in the introduction, but he didn't say. I live with Lieberman and say he certainly doesn't say it here off and or.
No, it doesn't say here. It's
an introduction. Okay. Okay, Bali Aramaic. It's interesting. He says those are says Caesarea.
Yeah.
Babylon Aramaic. Does he have proofs for that? Because I looked at a couple things today. He didn't have any good proofs. Yeah.
The latter part of his introduction, he first establishes all these different five rules, then he shows why he says what he says.
Uh-huh. Okay, that is interesting. I mean, Kenu Omerocha, ain't Tavshil Tavshil Bor. Tana Marbi Yochan Bar Mary, Bishalohevi Yodem Imenu. It's only if you didn't remove your hand from it. I will have your ulcer. Now, the truth is, this sounds like it belongs back here. If you take a look on the top of. On the topic of Beis Hamikdash, I just realized now, I didn't realize I was preparing. This is the exact same quote we had right before yesterday at the end of the day, that when can you put a pot back on the fire? When you keep your hand on it. It's the same people. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Meria, right? Here it's also. Tanarim Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Meria, Bishlo Rabbi Yochanan Emanuel, Avol Harvi Yerosser. It's the same thing with the hand. So the Pashas is, this is a mistake. but the Carbonasano, I mean the Carbonator, he takes it seriously. Is he also of name Moshe? He takes it seriously too. He says you still have to hold in your hand. In other words, when you're cooking the egg in the towel, in the hot towels, according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to keep in your hand because that way it's less derech bishul. But you put it down, it becomes more derech bishul. It's an amazing kind of statement. I think I'm much more comfortable now, really taking it out now that I realize that it's an exact quote. Okay. One second. Let me just make a note to that effect. Okay. Pagasha Tomna Betevin. This is a case which we also had already. There's a lot of Chazara today. You have like a turnip, which you bury down into a it's not ripe. That's right. It's a non-ripe date, which fig, non-ripe fig. Shatan number 10, which you put into hay in order to ripen. The charora shatan begecholim, and you have a charora, a cake, which are putting into a bed of coals. As long as part of the fig or part of the cake was revealed on Shabbos, despite the fact that it was encased in muktzah, nonetheless you're allowed to move it. All right, need plenty of Shabbos. You move on Shabbos, you lobby Nato. If not, they can't be carried to born on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, by Tadoyo, Mer Benkach, Benkach, even if they don't have any leaves sticking out, Toche Bishput of a socket. You can stick a skewer or a knife into them and take them out of the place where they're surrounded with mukta. Atzer, Rabbi Lezer, by Tadoy, Rabbi Shimon. That which Rabbi Lezer, by Tadoy, said is like Rabbi Shimon, that one is allowed to move things even as long as the hole won't collapse behind them, one is allowed to move them. Where do we say that? The Tani Lo Yigaro Adam Esamita Vesakisa Vesasafso Vesakatedra. A person cannot drag a bed, a chair, a bench, or an easy chair in nature also creates because it makes a fall on the ground. Rashim Matir Rashim permits that because obviously it's a Dover Shem Miskavin, right? That's Machlok Zabinah Rashim, whether Dover Shem Miskavin is also or not. We would say we didn't have an intent. Rabbi Bar, Rishem Rav Huna, and Rabbi Chaga, Rishem Rav Zir, and Rabbi Yossi, Rishem Rabbi Eloah said, Moni Chachon and Rabbi Shimon. Chachon can see the point of Rabbi Shimon. Nekele Sheravo Mishkos Betit. In a case where the dirt, in the case where the legs of the wagon are sunk into the mire, Shemutza Tautla, that one is allowed to, the legs of the chair are sunk into the pitch. That one of the mud, that you're allowed to carry it. Now, why are you allowed to carry it? Because if you move the fig, so then you're touching, or rather moving, by definition, the dirt all around, or whatever is encasing, which is mukta. Here it's about a case where the chair stuck into the mud, stuck into the ground. So you're allowed to move the chair out. Why? Because we're assuming that the stuff is not going to shift position when you move it out. Because the ground is semi-solid underneath it, or at least muddy. If it was in sand, so you'd be moving mukta, because the sand would shift as you move the chair. But since it's a dirt, it's okay. Yeah. And that's why the Gemara says the next line, says the Gemara, the kamada atamar muta tatlo, just like you say, allowed to carry it. The kavosa muta avzir, so you're allowed to put it back, which is what you just said, okay? Because the hole remains. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, avanatni. We also learned nitolim b'shabbos, right? That you can carry all the stuff on Shabbos, right?
What are we referring to again?
So Avanan said, I'm right, where am I?
So what are they carrying?
The figs. No, but there's not a mukta problem. You told me here it doesn't mean otzah, it's not a mukta problem. You're allowed to move the figs on Shabbos, and here it's specifically it's about a case where you had like turnips and stuff covered in the ground just for preservation, and you had the leaves sticking out, and then you can go and move it by the leaves, and it's not a problem. Okay? Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun, Rabbi Shimini. Could be this all going like Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't know the mukta, but like Rabbi Yudin, maybe all this is also. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Mastiso, I'm Rakein. Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah says this. It says, Kola Kelimeni Groim Chutzmina Agola. It's out on our Mishnah. It's a Braisa. I apologize. It says, you're not allowed to carry any kelim, not allowed to drag them specifically, except for a wagon, Mimneshi Koveshes, because it doesn't make a hole in the ground, but rather, what does it do? It tamps the ground down, right? It packs it in underneath.
Does Rav Shimon hold it? He just limits it to a very narrow. Looks as a very limited.
We're going to discuss it tomorrow morning. Comes up the last line of Shabbos. Okay? He does hold of some muktas. The Gemara tells us exactly what muktas he holds of tomorrow morning. So, in any event, so that would try. So, we say that would try. Yossi brought down, you can carry them in Shabbos. Could be going like Rav Shimon? Right? And Rabbi Yossi says, we have the Braisa. What does Braisa say? Kol kem eni grolim b'chutzina golem neishi koveshes. You're not, the only kikili you're allowed to take is a Braisa, is an agola, is a wagon, because the taka doesn't make a hole, right? It doesn't make a hole and it doesn't work the ground. It's smooth and broad and therefore it's not a problem. Okay? Tvatzin and shvis. So says the Gemara, what are you going to do with the fact that it says Shvi'is? Now, by that we mean that where do we mention this?
I don't understand.
Maybe it looks like you're planting the turnip in the ground during shoot.
No, that could be a problem, but that's not the problem we're discussing now. I'll tell you about where this object becomes osur. The stuff you which grew from your plant.
I lost my place. I made it till tonight pretty well. Now tonight I'm tired. Now one second. I just turned on the radio this morning. They have this new drug in France. You heard the report?
What?
No, I'm a Daphne or something like that.
You take it. Keeps taking it for 2.5 days.
Without
negative side effects. They didn't say. It's not caffeine, no.
Dr. Laura was on TV last night.
Where? Is that why you weren't there this morning?
No, I wasn't this morning. Well, I was totally exhausted, yes, but it wasn't because
of the snow. I don't watch time stuff. Mix it together with the over there. All right, guys. Vatin and Shviz. The truth is, this is talking about something else. We didn't really have this case. We didn't mention explicitly. It said by this case of the pago should buy the pago by the fig which you put in the ground. So there it says Shemitah, that it avoids the problem of Shemitah. Why? Because you didn't put in the ground to plant it. What do you put in the ground for? Preservation. Says Mark. Isach me mashvi'is Rabbi Shimon. Is there possibly a problem with Shemitah according to Rabbi Shimon? There's no problem with Shemitah according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon knows there's no problem svichim in Shemitah. Let it even be planted in the ground during Shemitah. It's not going to become osur. The pasul ha-shvi'is, Rabbi Shimon. This line is extraneous, and Lieberman takes it out. He plays some games here, but it's not necessary. It's obvious that there's something extraneous, superfluous here, but it's not a big deal. The pasul ha-shvi'is, Rabbi Shimon. How can you say shvi'is, Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Shimon matters v'chei shvi'is. Rabbi Shimon, it permits you to eat that which grows during Shemitah. V'atamar achein, and you're saying that we need the b'risa is a chiddush to tell us that this is mutter. It's poshut that it's mutter. What's the shaila? No, there is a chiddush. I forgot Rabbi Shimon matters v'chei shvi'is. Even though Rabbi Shimon allows v'chei shvi'is, But that which grows during Shemitah eats leimishum shvius as pam of shvius. The carbonator takes this out, but I think that what it means is there's a problem with shvius, meaning it's a problem planting in shvius, and therefore the chiddush is even though you store it in the ground, you're not planting in Shemitah. In other words, the whole point is not to tell you that there's no issur of sfichei shvius, of stuff which grows wild during Shemitah, because that anyway we know Rav Shimon doesn't know there's a problem with sfichei Shemitah, but the chiddush is that we just put in the ground or to stockpile it, so there's no problem either planting during shvius nor of kedusha shvius, nor even although it's not sfichei shvius, which are also by Noah, it's kedusha, it might have kedusha shvius, which means you have to give it a certain degree of sanctity. So therefore, we say that it doesn't have shvius or kedusha shvius. Utanina doesn't have the prohibition of shmita, nor is it to have the kedusha sanctity of kedusha shmita. Utanina, we learned out Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, tia rumilatame. Even though when they put this fig in the ground, it became torn, is no longer tame. I don't know why. I couldn't find anybody who explains it adequately. Why, just because you put it in the ground to preserve it, does it lose whatever tumor was attached to it? If it takes roots, I understand, but it didn't take roots yet. Nonetheless, we say it loses what tumor it's attached to it. I don't know why. I really don't know why. So, tiru nilatame, eino choshesh, and to say they don't be concerned, lo mishum shvi, it's not because of Shemitah, v'lo mishum...
Obviously, because of mechubel karkim and...
Yeah, but it's not really mechubel karkim, because then it should be considered planted in the ground.
Well, just, I guess, sticking around, they deem to be mechubel karkim, the person of a kabel tumma. And not only not a kabel tumma, loses whatever tumma they have, because it's karkim.
I don't know. I just don't know. Could be. Maybe. Maybe. Ain't no chashid lo mishum shvi, lo mishum shvi, so that's concerned with neither with Shemitah nor with the kedusha Shemitah. All right? Period. New sugya. Taman Armin, over there they said, Chama muteres, this is in Bavel. They said, you're allowed to cook in the sun, told us Chama, so we're now to cook in something, sun, in a vessel placed in the sun where it looks like, told us, or looks like cooking in a vessel on the fire. Right? So therefore, Tamar mina chama muteres todos chama sura. That which to put say on the sun and let it cook is muter. To put say in a pan in the sun is osur. To Rabbanan Dachamin, Rabban Eretz Yisrael said, bein chama bein to bein todos chama muteres. Even to put a pot in the hot sun, the hot sun, that's already enough to permit you to make bread that way. Okay, Masisa Pligar Avod. Armish argues on the rabbis. Dacha lo yad min b'chov avak trochim. Of shushta titzle. Here you see, you're not allowed to put it into sand or into whatever dirt of the road, right? So again, Masisa Pligar Avod and Dacha. Because it says lo yad min b'chov avak trochim. Not allowed to put it in the sand nor in the dust of the road. Shushta titzle. No, it's not to todos hachamo. This stuff is like a pot, like a pan. It's cooked up by the sun. You're not allowed to use it. You're only allowed to use the sun itself. So says the Gemara, you know what? You misunderstood. Why does the Mishnah ask in the Reisha using right, those things which come from the sun. Why? Because Neshuol Sechrit. Because you're making a hole in the ground when you furrow in the ground to bury the egg in the hole. It's really it's for cooking the sun, it's not using the sun, but rather, according to this, Ashvi Egumas, right, making holes. Okay? So, Ilu Amar Bekem.
Or
Ilu Amar Bekem Achyous. What about if you heat up the flour in the sun? And then you put the egg in the flour. So that would be okay, because flour you can move on Shabbos. It's not a problem making a chrit, it's not a problem making a hole, right? All you need, just put an egg in the flour. Okay. It's totally dry. There's no kneading going on. Okay? Ilu Amar Masisa Pli Rabbonin. Yeah, on the other end, there's a mission charges on the rabbis. The Tama, to the rabbis, the Tama, the rabbis of Bavel. that's not tiny will they're shooting them leolemer megagling baits him agav gag shall seed roteach. When it's allowed to roll eggs and cook them on top of a hot roof, going back 5 lines. Shugami Omer Megalgin Baitsum Agav Gago Shul Seed Roteach. You're allowed to boil eggs on the roof of a boiling plaster. They Megalgin Baitsum Agabi of Roteach, but not on hot dirt. Ma'av Dunir Abundant and Tamon. So, that's skip.
No.
The rabbis over there say in they say, even though it says Shechem Leo says allows you to do Toldos Sechama because he lets you put stuff down on the roof and see it in the sun, the same rabbis argue on this mice as well. They also argue, right? The mice who travel with the people of Tveria.
Right? He says,
what happens is here is like this. There's a whole mess up in the gear zone. If I was more awake, I could make it more exciting, but I'm going to try anyway. This is going to give you your first taste of Lieberman in this Masechta. This is, this might be your 10th or 12th third taste, but, because he looked very basic. Let me stand up. Truth is, I would like to get the book. I heard it's out of print. I don't know if it's out of print or not. Assuming that nobody in JD has to read the book, much less
make it worthwhile to reissue it here, but it's a very good book.
The Sarah Maisa today, yesterday, from Rabbi Chorsky. It's not Chassidish Maisa, as we'll see in a moment. Maisa, there was a boy, an American boy in Kol Torah. And they had a Tosefta Kipshuta, Lieberman's book on the Tosefta. This American boy was a zealous young man, so he decided he's going to ban the book. So he took the book out of the library. So they went to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, I know who wrote it, but nonetheless, it's a good book. Let's give it back. So the boy refused to give it back. He never gave it back. So, Shlomo Zalman doesn't know the Americans as well as I do, so he didn't give it back. Anyway, to make a short story short, so he never gave it back. He got married. Subsequently, he never had any kids. So he thought back to himself, what did I do wrong? So he sent back the Sefer to Kol Torah. And he still didn't have kids. So that's why Chassidish Shemaisa, right? It's a little Shemaisa. Same thing about the Ushami Kipshuto. He did a good job on it. I was pretty impressed. All right. Now here, the Rashba already changes the gear. So he says, Al-Daitin de Rabbanon, the Tamon, it should be Al-Daitin de Rabbanon de Hocha. According to the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, Maisa Shosu Anche Tveria. In other words, the people in Tveria who did their Maisa, they did it according to people to the rabbis over here. Because what did the people in Tveria do? They took a pipe full of cold water and put it through a hot water trough. And the water in the cold pipe got heated up with the water in the hot pipe. And the hot pipe is chamo, because it's made very or heated up by sun or by some similar process. And the cold water going through the pipe is todos chamo. So the people in Tveria, they did their maisa like the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, because rabbis in Eretz Yisrael told us chama's mutter, right? Al daita the rabbana, al daita. Now the next line he changes. Al daita the rabbana de tamon again is all based on the Rashba. Al daita the rabbana tamon, according to the rabbis over there, salkus mas nisa. The Mish, the way he, the way Lieberman ends this, Lane learns, it's very ingenious. I'll die to the Rabbanan, well, let me first read without Lieberman, just like the Rashba. I'll die to the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Talmud, according to the rabbis over there, Salakta Masnisim Kemaisa, the Machrosu Anchitfer. According to the rabbis in Bavel, just like our Mishnah did, it removed, in other words, it rejected the Maisa Shosu Anchitfer, because the rabbis in Bavel, they asked for Toldos Chama, they say Toldos Chama is not permitted. So the way Lieberman reads it, though, is like this. He says, this is a very smart thing he says. I gotta give him credit for this. It's not his thing, but he brings out from the Noam Yerushalmi. It's not his thing. So even those of us who don't like, you know, JTS people, the Noam Yerushalmi, he was kosher. So the it says there the Chiddush is that Salakas Masnisin means the end of the Mishnah. Remember, the beginning of the Mishnah was what? The beginning of the Mishnah spoke about putting stuff in the ground. Cooking an egg in the ground, right? The Ushami holds that that wasn't Isser. That was not Osir on its, into a, in and of itself, because you're allowed to cook in Toldos Chama. Why was it Osir? Because of Muktzah, right? Or because of Ashvuyei Gumas, because you were sticking in the ground. You're changing the nature. So according to the Tana, according to the Ushami Tana, but Ushami perspective, they're two separate Mishnayos. There's one Mishnah which ends after bringing down the stuff with the dirt, because that's be also because of Ashvuyei Gumos. And there's another Mishnah which then begins and discusses the concept of Toldos Chama, right? Whether it's Mutar also or Anche Tverya. But according to the Bavli, they're both issues of Toldos Chama, because the Bavli holds Toldos Chama is also, and that's the reason for the Reisha. So therefore, it's one continuous Mishnah. Not two separate Mishnahs, but one continuous Mishnah. So this is the way he reads it. Again, Adaita the Rabbanan Doch, according to the rabbis here, Maisa Shasu Anche Tveria, the Maisa Shvilo Tveria did, Salakta Masnisin, that removes the previous Mishnah. It's a separate Mishnah. Adaita the Rabbanan Taman, according to the rabbis of over there, Lo Salkas Masnisin. The Mishnah doesn't end; it continues on. The two parts of the Mishnah are connected. Okay, that's the scholarship perspective on this Gemara. All right. Did any of you ever read the Promise? Read the Promise? That's the kind of stuff which got Malter in trouble. Okay. If you read the Chosen, you know a little bit about it, but not that much. All right. It's a very stupid book, but I don't know why I said it. What? It's well written, but its agenda is very, very stupid. All right. Bar Yisrael says it's not coming. Mayor of Shabbos. Originally, they used to seal up the stoking area. Now think of a train, a steam engine. Ever seen a steam engine, right? Steam engine is, there's a you stoke the coal in a furnace, and that heats up the water, right? So they had a similar thing back then, right? So what happens if you want to use the water on Shabbos? So you stoke the furnace before Shabbos, and you close it up. So then you go in the water, right? That's what Mr. Connor Moore is going to discuss. But I show you, says it's not coming Mayor of Shabbos. Originally, they would close up the furnaces from before Shabbos, means nothing brought to Shabbos, and they would go in and wash on Shabbos. Next, whoever became suspect, the Yosemalino some eighth mayor of Shabbos to fill up wood in the furnace area from before Shabbos, feed lake of Alech of Shabbos, and would continue to burn on Shabbos. Now, what's us with that? So the couple reasons here, the says because of chashad, because people are going to suspect that you put the wood in on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. The Ron says you might open up the first compartment and start stoking the coals. Okay, so if it's also,
because you'll have a separate gas burner, which they shut off before Friday.
Right.
So the water's still hot.
That's what you have to do in order to use the water.
Okay.
Right.
Or you can use the water.
Right. So, So they forbade them to wash. The Tilem is there, they still allowed them to schwitz. So now these guys are really underhanded. It was feared that they would go in and wash, and they would say, Mizim, you know, that we were schwitzing, just sweating. So at that point they answered both washing and sweating. This is another case there. There are two baths. One which had sweet water, and one which had salt water. So sweet water is okay because that looks like you're just going down to cool yourself up. But salt water is also right. So in any event, it's the exact opposite. The salt water is okay, and not the sweet water. They're not allowed to wash in sweet water. They're allowed to wash in the salt water. So these two, they used to close up the. What's that? Next, Julio's Megalias and Esai, so became suspect of peeling back the boards which covered the sweet water. Baruch Tzimuzuki and washing the sweet water. They know me, Meluchim Rochatzu. They would say we washed in the salt water. Eden, right? Russell has the call, so therefore they have to ask for everything. Both washing and schwitzing and even in one or two times. Came she's got you, but unlike the old days, people got frumer over time. Well, now they get frumer too. That's not a thing. But came she's got you, they became more observant. Came she's got you, and Tim Lambochi, once they became more for the frumer, so they started being matter things for them again. Okay? Matir Lambochi, and they were continuing this process. Actually, Tulem made more to the point where they even allowed water in caves, which means fresh water, and Chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria. They didn't allow you to bring a towel, however. Who allowed bringing towels to the bathhouse, obviously where there's an Eruv. Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Chanina ben Akiva was one who permitted that. The Tani, we learned, Shlosh Dvarim Itir L'Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. Why should it be also even where there is an Eruv, by the way? Squeezing, right. The Tani, we learned, Shlosh Dvarim Itir Chanina ben Akiva. Three things it was Matir. Itir Eitzah Shebayom. Now, nobody knows what Eitzah Shebayom is. But, Sam Moshe says it's like bitza, and bitza means in this context a small boat. And he says the thing is that the small boat, we're not talking about vis-a-vis Shabbos. So it's vis-a-vis going to get a mechatos, the ashes of the poraduma. So you were allowed to go. Normally, weren't allowed to take it in a ship. But here they allowed you to take a little boat out into the Kinara to bring it to wherever you have to bring it. So that's how the Pnei Moshe explained it. But I'm not 100% satisfied with that, because the Chor had something to do with Shabbos, not having to do with the problem of, you know, using something as a vehicle, right? So I would say that perhaps it's talking about that he allowed them to ride in their small boats on Shabbos. That on Shabbos he allowed the Eitzos. Okay, which you're making a very big Kiddush, of course. So it's not clear here. This the name Moshe is pretty sure of. He says that he had this in Shabbos, right? In order to fulfill water from the lake, which is a karmless to your boat, you have to have a kazutro, which is a plank, which is 4x4 amos, over the water from which you pull up the water. Okay? Vita Vasuntis, and he also was one of Matir towns. Tamati, we learned over there. Arochit Bimoro Bimetferia. Some of you would wash himself in the waters of a cave, or the waters of Tveria. Mistapik, he should dry himself off. I feel best on Lutils. Well, actually, that was a statement. He can use 10 towels. Below you, Vienbi, although, He's not going to bring them home in his own hand. I mean, where's he leaving these tents out? So it says, more what's he going to do? About top of Shmuel Amar Mayavi, what's he going to do? Top of Chavdal and Rav. So it says, more Havin Svurad Lo Yoli, sorry, I made that wrong. Mayavi Hadid Svurad Lo Yoli Lo Shamish. What am I going to do with this Talmud Chacham? Svura is a Talmud Chacham. We never properly learned. He's asking a klutz kasha. Lo amas disin kodem achloi siravos luntios. This Mishnah, which doesn't mention avos luntios, bringing the staffs or the sticks. So, actually, that which I said, actually, loitiru havas luntios, it took place before they actually issued the seta, which we're talking about. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel said, Rebbe hitu luntios. Rebbe's one of those matir pals very late. That's what didn't make it to any Mishnah. Tonight we learned emishtatin, but it's not allowed to rub oneself or pour water on one's body. Lobachamin, not with cold, low hot water, the lobitsori, not with cold water. Amra Yidav and Pazir, Yidav and Pazir said, Vidomas, Eastin, Kodamachoy, Turachamitveria. That may be true, but that's about regular hot water, not about Chametveria. And these rabbis who know the Chametveria, they're matter everything. The Tani, we learned, Harochitz made fair, somebody who washes in the waters of Tveria. You can sprinkle it on himself, meaning the paraduma water, when it gets made. But others cannot sprinkle for him. I'm making a mistake. This story about on Shabbos. He can sprinkle on himself moisture. But not other people, because that would ruin the hecker aspect. Okay, he has to know that it's only about supreme, not for anybody else. Okay? Right. But other people shouldn't do it because that overcomes the hacker. Have to sprinkle upon yourself. Because you cause more steam. In other words, it's like a melacha because you're causing steam in that case.
Are you
just trying to say Marbet Sahevel? I think it's because it's caused this, what? Steam, caused more steam. And also, Mechabit Zakark, also, if you pour on other people. Because you're causing more steam. Mechabit Zakark, and also, it makes the ground smooth. Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak called Mischem Rabbi Bar Bar Memel. Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak and Rabbi Bar Memel came to swim the tarim in the swimming pool of Bar Yastis. Some Roman, I guess. So they saw there a certain individual Masli Fargarmate sprinkling water on himself. Armelay said, Kazel also be Shabbos, and I'll do this in the Shabbos. Neshu marbe es achevel, mineshu marbe es hevel, because you expand the amount of steam, mechabe es karka, and you make the land grow the more necessary repairs. Rabbi Avo choruz, Rabbi Avo. That's a very difficult line. Rabbi Avo, I'm going to translate it like the Lieberman. Rabbi Avo choronin mezalfon nafalov. Rabbanon, Rabbi Avo was also in the bathhouse that day. Other people sprinkling water upon him. V'hu amar, and he said, V'ha! This is also also. I can't accept your service of sprinkling water on me. It's not permissible. Okay? Is that clear? So here, this is where Lieberman Chiddush is. He puts in the period after Vaha. Okay, and now we have a new statement. Rabbi Levante went in. Mischem Rabbi Yoina to squeeze Rabbi Yoina. Chamachad Barnach himself in Legar Meweweh. They saw this individual sprinkling water on themselves. Amar Leisa, he said, Leisa Natsuchim Chashosh Liura Lichidoya. We don't have to concern with this person and stop him from doing that because the person saying Nalatu is only a.
Okay,
and that's how we get like 10 cups of cheese.
We do not require
one to clean out
and dry.
I
want
to say
an 8
am I correct about that?
Yeah, it's not necessary because the moist is not considered anything important. In other words, we look at it as not because of the joy. Again, okay? But we're talking about this moisture, not actual.
I don't know. I remember what I wanted to say. Let's go back a couple lines. Rabbi Levanti Oil Mischem Rabbi Yoni went to the Biskun Rabbi Yoni. Beyond Mechad. One thing. Barnash Mansa Gram is a certain individual who sprinkled water on himself. On my lace, he said, Lace are not Tsukum Machal Shoshi Chudai. We don't have to follow the opinion of a solitary posek. The one who said that even one on one is, even when I do it to myself, it's officer. No, here was Matthew even himself. It's obviously motive somebody else does it to you, or more motive. This is why even when you do it to yourself. So the question is, why did he stop his practice? So I said, we don't have to concern ourselves with this chashash. I'm sorry, I'm not making sense.
Isn't that Yechidor referring to the single individual that they saw?
No. It's to the single individual saying, now to toss water on yourself in the mikveh, in the bathhouse. Who was Rabbi Barbar Memo. So it means that you're allowed to do a single. Even a single person could do it on himself. Right? Even a solitary person could do it himself. Right, this Baron Ashkin Maziv Garmay person to himself is okay. That's what we're trying to say. Basically, what we're trying to say is that there is no takon against sprinkling yourself. Certainly, other people could sprinkle you for you, but there's not even any takon of sprinkling yourself. Okay, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba Al Mischem Rabbi Yitzchak the Great went into to wash with Rabbi with Rabbi Nasi. Can I put my plate of oil inside my bowl of water in order to heat it up, in order to heat up the oil? So Amalei said, Hava go natla. Don't put the oil in a vessel which held the vinegar while it was cooking. Put it inside another vessel, unasis cliche, in order to make it a cliche. Okay, because in general, when we were heating things up, it's better to do it in a cliche. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov Yishem Rishu Ben Levi said, Sholim Milchos Amerot Beis Amerot was allowed to ask the halachos of the bathhouse in the bathhouse. Milchos Bisakis in the halachos of the bathroom. Guess where? The Beis Akis in the bathroom. Hamer, Kadah, as it was for such a case. Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Al Mischer, Rabbi Shimon Lazar went to swim with Rabbi Meir, Amlei Maul Kanech. So, Rabbi Shimon Lazar asked Rabbi Meir, can I wipe away? I forgot what I'm wiping away. Oh, wiping himself with the towel. Amalei also, he said, it's also. Malati, am I allowed to rinse myself off? Sprinkle water on myself. Amalei also, he said, it's also skein. So he asked, the lokein, shoshmuel, shoyl rab mala, no, some mokum amatunak. Don't we have a mice where Shmuel asked Rab? What you can answer in a mokum amatunav when you hear a bracha, and I discuss when you hear a bracha. V'lomar Shmuel says, Rav said the proper respect is also.
So you're in the bathroom and you hear someone making a bracha outside.
Right, you can't answer.
Can't answer.
That's right. But also, Damrius will call also, but here comes the clincher where it's brought down here. It's also. And the fact that I'm telling you also is also also. Because the bathhouse, I have no right to speak halacha. You ask me a question, I'm answering, but I really shouldn't be answering because it's a bathhouse, right? So we see it in a bathhouse. Now you're not allowed to talk halacha. You're not even allowed to talk about halacha to the bathhouse, right? So we find some machlokas tanoi that before we brought down the brayso which holds that you are allowed to add mention of some bathhouse in the bathhouse. Right. Here we find a brayso says tani ain't surely milchus and merchus and milchus beis akisa and allowed to do it, not allowed to do it in a bathhouse. Okay. If it's a yontif, okay, we're talking about the waters of Tveria, and they become like waters heat up on Yontif. What is the halacha of waters heat up on Yontif, right? Chaimichuk b'Yontif, or v'chein chaimichuk me'erev Shabbos l'Shabbos. For that matter, hot water cooked on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, both said chadamar merachitz bo. They had a machlokas. One of them said merachitz ben poni yodav rav. You can use this hot water to wash your feet, hands, and face. The Choran Amar Mitzrachitz Ben Kol Gufo, one's allowed to put one's entire body in, as long as one does it with a shinui, Evorim, limb by limb, right? V'loyedin Manamar Da, we don't know who of the two said what. Mimad Atari Shmuel, that what Shmuel said, Marchitz Ben Ponov Yoda V'Raglov, you can wash your hands, face, and when you, this is going back to what we said before, when you leave something behind, what do you do? Well, was that before? Did we have it before? I don't think so. Did we? Okay, name it. So we might have to ask you, when you're behind the Barak, you're allowed to wash your feet, hands, and face. So heavy, Rav Duomar, Marchitz Ben Kol Gufo Ivor, must be Rav is more make, and he allowed to do it all the limbs, as long as you do it one by one. Chatil Sovu Shal Bar Kapora. A certain philosopher asked Bar Kapora. And another alternate scenario, Avlate, we just had today in the Bavli, Shalom Levi Slisa. He asked Levi, the castrated one, the following question. Mutalishtos Vasilir Chotz. How can you have a dichotomy on Yontif that you're allowed to drink out water but not allowed to wash out water? Amalei, so he said, I'll give you a marshal. If you see a soris, somebody who's castrated, embracing your wife, right? Shemai no ralach, doesn't it feel bad for you? Amalei, so he said, yes. Amalei, so he said, umachi hu laklum. What is the guy detracting from you? He's, you know, even with the new pill, he can't do anything, right? So what's he doing to you, right? So says Gemara, nevertheless, Amar Lo, Shaloti's part, said, oh, my wife be pretty sick. That's what bothers me. Amar Le, here too, he said, Valch Shaloti's part. You have to understand why they asked her to wash oneself with water on Yontif. Except according to Rav, have feet, hands, and face, according to Shmuel, Evorim, because we don't want you to become Poritz too, right? Poritz meaning that you'll transgress other affairs as a result of us giving you a loophole over here, right? Says, once he left the room, Amal Tamina, so the student said, heavy. This guy, you pushed him away with a lame excuse, right? Well, the kata means like literally a reed. Lanu, we are your Talmidim. Ma Toshi, what are you going to respond? In other words, what are you going to tell us? Why, vis-a-vis a person, you're allowed to drink on Shabbos from the hot water, but not allowed to heat on, not allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos in the hot water. So it said to him, what can you do on Yontif? Only Ochel Nefesh. What's Ochel Nefesh? Dover Hashav Ochel Nefesh. Something everybody needs. Everybody needs to eat, but not everybody needs to bathe, and therefore only one is mutter, not the other one. Okay, Molya Agor, Shosi Menem Shabbos. If you're an emptied out urn, you're allowed to drink from Menem Shabbos. Says Mari Mahoy, Meno Gorov Lo, but if it's not empty out. Why is that? Omer Rabbi Shine said, Nesha Gedoilim Nogim Gechoim Nogos Begufo. Because the coals touch the body. So what if the coals touch the body? So I guess it gets particularly hot. It's like cooking on Travis. Am Rabbi Chagig, Chagig or Breda Avila Mivnei Sharuach Nichneses Begufa Okecholim Boros. A different way you can't reuse it because the wind comes in and fans the flames. Okay? So, I forgot what we got onto this for. Oh, okay. Again, I'm Rabbi Chanina Breda of Hilim Nesha Ruch Nenes Begufa Ogecholim Boros. We're afraid to let you use water in there if there are any coals left, because you might open a door and, you know, wind will get in and fan the flames. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Nesha Ruch Prokim Prokim. The truth is that it's a different chashash altogether. Why are you only building in stages? Because it's made in stages, right? And therefore, if you put the whole whole vessel out at once, so maybe it'll deteriorate quickly. Shema tenisach divuko. Maybe the glue will deteriorate, maybe the plaster will deteriorate, vumosif mayim, and it'll come to add water, right? So therefore... Therefore, now let's use it on Travis, let's remove all the coals.
What about for drinking?
No, even for drinking not. That's the less harmful one, however. If you move all the coals, it's okay, because then we're not afraid you're going to take it apart and fan the flames or add water, whatever the case may be. But Antiche is a vessel where the coals are even hotter. And he says, by Mulyar, the carbonate and pneumo say mulya, the coals all around. But Tiche, the coals are on the bottom, but they're even hotter for some reason. I guess they don't have so much surface area and they come into the contact with the water much less, right? They're underneath the bottom, but they have much less contact with the water overall. So there, Avabija Grufa ain't choice, even though you removed all the coals, you still can't drink from it. There's no Garva Kotume, it doesn't work at all. Because it gets extra special warmth from its walls. Rav said, you might say, but you know what, if it was, the coals are removed, and also you open the door, you know, the stoking door, like in the locomotive, so then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Why? Because then the heat escapes very quickly, and we're not afraid you're going to come and do something wrong. Okay, we're limping home tonight. We'll stop here.